Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Zen of the Stigmata. It's a little echoey in here because I'm in a room that is like basically empty, and I'll explain why in just a minute. Again, if you don't know me, my original podcast is Dancing with Bipolar, and this is basically a spinoff on that show because I don't want Dancing with Bipolar to become all about this religiosity thing that I'm going through right now. So I decided to do a spinoff to try to better comprehend what it is that I'm doing and also to explain to people the intersection between bipolar disorder and religion, or actually how I understand it, because I'm still working on that. So anyway, just a little bit of a background. I'm a 57-year-old woman. I've had bipolar disorder for my whole life, been diagnosed for 17 years, and have had some pretty amazing religious epiphanies during this time of having the diagnosis of bipolar. Probably my whole life, actually, I've had some religious spiritual epiphanies that are pretty bizarre. So I'm going to investigate them a little further with this podcast and any future delusions, hallucinations, stuff that comes up in my life due to the bipolar disorder that have to do with religion, spirituality, and my play in that. The title, it came to me the title came to me last year when I was actually in a pretty bad mental state where I actually came to believe that I was the stigmata, that I was bleeding out of my hands, feet, and wearing crowns of thorns. And during my delusions, which got pretty severe, they didn't get severe, and maybe it's real, right? Because I don't know. I have scars that there's no explanation for in my hands and vivid memories of what was going on. But if anybody that's had any kind of mental health issues and hallucinations and or delusions realizes it is real to you. So I named it the Zen of the Stigmata because I am interested in Eastern religions and have always been interested in Eastern religions. And one of the main goals of my life is actually to reach some state of Zen where I'm not just floundering all the time looking for answers or just trying to live a quote-unquote normal life. And I've yet to actually reach a Zen state. However, during the time that I thought that I was the stigmata, it was actually kind of really bizarre. And I don't know if I reached any kind of Zen there because I was just so far out of my mind. But it just seems like an interesting dichotomy between, the Eastern religion and the intrigue of the stigmata, and plus I just like the way it sounds, so that's the title. So how did I begin to think that I was the stigmata? I have no idea. I really don't know where it came from. I was under severe pressure, and of course the bipolar disorder doesn't help, and the fact that I have prone to delusions when I'm not compliant with medication and treatment and all that good stuff. Last year was extremely stressful to me. There was a lot going on. And I don't know why the stigmata thing, I really don't. I mean, yes, I know it's a song by Ministry. And, if I can get the rights and get them to give me the rights, I'm going to use that as the theme song. However, that's probably pretty unlikely. I don't know why I fell into that delusion, but it was really deep. It was super deep. And it happened for months. And I would literally go to sleep and wake up and believe, or maybe I really was. Okay, so this is where it gets weird. And wake up and have blood all over me. My hands would be bloody. My feet would look like they had been broken. I would have thorns in my hair. And I had these epiphanies about God and religion and things that I had never questioned in my life before and had never asked the questions, and I just had the answers. And And, and I have to honestly say to this day, I am still not sure that there wasn't some kind of an ascension, or it was a flashback, or maybe it was precognition, or I don't know. I still to this day don't know. I brought it up briefly to counselors and actually even to a couple religious figures who shut me straight down and told me to never talk about it, and that it was like taboo and bad, and even to say the word was basically looking at hellfire and brimstone and all that. And that I couldn't understand, because many of the past stigmatists have actually been quite religious people who were not, well, maybe they were shunned. I haven't done a whole lot of research on it, and I'm starting to now, because I'm really interested as to why my mind went there. When, in my past, I always, I grew up in, I didn't really grow up in a religious family, to tell you the truth. I, went to church pretty much regularly as a child, and then, when things happened in my family, I stopped going to church, and I just disbelieved. I didn't disbelieve in God, but I just believed that God didn't believe in me, and I really fell away from it. I did all kinds of bad things, sinned all my life. Still sin. We all sin, but I still sin. And I, it's like I said, I believed, but I just. I didn't have like a conviction. And when the stigmata thing happened, it was like all my other, my senses just were piqued. And there was a lot of other things going on though. Like I thought that there was some weird delusions. I thought Richard Branson and I had saved the world together due to the powers that I had from being the stigmata. And my gosh, there was some wacky shit going on. And, I know that Richard Branson and I didn't save the world yet anyway. But I don't really, I'll get into that later. Cause that's just, there was some craziness, crazy, crazy stuff going on in my head. However, so during this time that I was delusional and thinking that I was the stigmata, I would like come in and out of consciousness apparently at some point. And I would think that there were people around me, and like news reporters and high religious officials from all different countries who were flying in to see me and verify the fact that I was the stigmata. And I mean, it sounds crazy now, but in the back of my head, I'm still kind of like, did this really actually maybe happen in some kind of like parallel universe? Some different plane of existence where I did become the stigmata, and because I was so mentally ill, I hate using that word, I usually say mental health, but I was mentally ill at the time that I don't know, teleported isn't the right word, but I somehow, fractured time and like found this different variation on my life in which I really was the stigmata. And it's really hard to verify. And the fact that, and I legitimately would wake up and my hands would be bleeding and, or have had bled. And I do have scars on my hands where, I mean, I don't know how the nails went into Jesus. However, I have unidentifiable scars. And, and still, I'm not sure that maybe people just weren't messing with me because I was in a really precarious, dangerous situation at that time. And at that point, anything could have gone, and, people could have been drugging me. And, but I mean, if it was just hallucination and delusion, I still don't know why I chose to think I was the stigmata. I'm not Catholic. And I know that it's kind of a, I mean, I don't want to get like, religious bias, but I kind of know it's like a, it's a more of a Catholic belief or ideology or dogma than it is probably any other religion. And like I said, I honestly don't know where it came from that I was the stigmata, but there it is. And it still kind of haunts me as to what if I am a stigmata in some other realm, what does that mean? You know, like, why did I go there? Why would I go there when I actually didn't have much understanding of what it is? And I still don't, because I researched it briefly during that time, like just basically looking for news reports reporting about me being the stigmata and Richard Branson and I saving the world and some of the other crazy, crazy, crazy stuff that was going on in my head. So where I am now after all that, which is just absolutely ironic, is that after everything that went down in the place that I was living at and the danger I went in, and then after I had the breakdown, I wound up in a Christian-based safe house where I am now actually a disciple, which is just irony at its best. And I don't know what I'm learning to be, truthfully. I'm very much in the Bible and very much in doctrine and learning about, I don't want to say Christian theology, but there's some theology in it. I'm learning quite a bit about what it is to have a relationship with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so it's just bizarre because this stigmata thing is always in the back of my head, which is not actually anti-God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, but it is definitely not parallel. It's not parallel with it. It's definitely not. It could be vertical to its horizontal, but it's definitely not parallel to it. So while I'm learning all this stuff, you know, and becoming quite learned, actually, and really delving into it even further than this program. Okay, we're going to talk about that at some other point, too, about being programmed. But as I'm delving into it further, the stigmata thing just keeps raising its head as to what if I am a stigmata, and this is all just foundational Christian things that I need to know in order to fulfill whatever the prophecy of the stigmata is, which, again, like I said, I haven't researched it because I'm kind of scared to. And at one point I started looking up like past stigmatas, and it was like the last verified one was like something like 1963, I think, the last verified stigmata, which doesn't mean that there aren't other people who also believe that they could be the stigmata in this day and age, because I just like did a brief, when I looked up Zen of the Stigmata to see where it is on Google, and like, you know, like you do when you start a podcast and you're like wondering, well, oh my gosh, is this coming up in a feed, is it searchable yet or what? And there's a lot of stuff that actually, there's not a lot of stuff that pops out about the stigmatas, but there is enough to know that there were true people who did have the same infliction that Jesus had when he was on the cross. So it's just all a little crazy to me. And yeah, it's, you know, and I really wanted to start this podcast to just kind of explain more to people who might be interested in what it is to be in a discipleship program and what it means to like dive headfirst into education about God and the Bible and the whole thing about, you know, religious education, even though they will tell us that it's not religious, that it's a relationship. But it's really kind of hard to separate the two as far as I'm concerned, because without the religion, then how do you learn about the relationship, right? And without the relationship, then what is religion? Why it's a man-made, created control, right? I mean, kind of really that's what it is. So that's kind of the background as to what is going on here. I'm not gonna give like location and stuff where I am right now, because I've already gotten in enough trouble with the other podcasts and like just dropping too many details about where I am and what this program is and well, you know, names and stuff like that. I will delve more into the program. I put the air quotes around that. because it is a program, and there is some, in my opinion, some kind of form of indoctrination going on here, and I'm not exactly sure what it's all about or why, or, you know, I always feel like there's an agenda when it comes to organized religious stuff, and although this place is not an organized religion, maybe it is, but it doesn't have like a specific church backing it, and it's not like an association with any, you know, church or religious institution, as far as I know, because I've started to do some research on it, and I'm still kind of, it might be part of some kind of religious institution that could go way further than what they're trying to make me believe. You know, and then the place that this is associated with is also part of a mission, which has been around for a while, and it's probably less shady than where I'm at with the, and I can go so far to say is like I'm in discipleship with women. It is a women's only program that I'm in, although we do have at the mission our brothers, okay, our brothers who are in discipleship too, but I think that they're in a way different program than we are, and they do a whole lot more outreach than we do, and that's why I'm saying I'm not sure what is the end game here for them. The end game for me is to graduate and figure out what the whole deal is, and you know what, I don't know that I really am trying to discover what it means to be a disciple, because I think I kind of really get the concept of that. It means to be a student, and it means to be open to, you know, being taught about the ways of Jesus and to spread the word. Now, in future episodes, we're going to get into what the word is to me and how I'm interpreting it. In my own mind, not in how I'm doing my homework and my paperwork and stuff, and that's the program. But in my own mind, what it is that I'm actually getting out of it and pondering on it, and which is not the same, needless to say. It's not the same as what they're trying to teach me. My mind is going into a different trajectory completely as to what it is that it means, everything in the Bible, actually, what it all means, who actually wrote it, historical validity of it, which there is, but there's historical validity as to the events, some of them, but the people, some of them, maybe, or maybe the history happened first and then the book was written, and I don't know, but we'll talk about that at some other point in time, because this is going pretty long for a second episode. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys a bigger picture of what I intend to do with this podcast. I also will be totally talking about what happens in the program and what happens to me and what happens to my mental health while I'm in the program, which hasn't actually been very good. They're not, you know, because they think that prayer can heal anything, and I'm not so sure that prayer can heal bipolar disorder, because I've had some pretty wicked episodes since I've been in here, and there's been actually very little compassion or understanding or, those two, which in a Christian facility, like, you would think that they would be much more willing to work with me on it, but because of the quote-unquote program and the parameters of what I'm supposed to be doing in here and all the chores and the schedule and the blah, 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 you know, it doesn't really help my mental health, as hence the word indoctrination, okay? So the way they like me to describe this is that I'm in basic training to be one of God's soldiers, okay? And the way I kind of look at it is that I am in an indoctrination to spread the word of something that may or may not be true. So, on that note, I'm gonna close this out for right now. If there's any echo, I'm sorry about that, but like I said, I found an empty room in the place I'm living at where I could record at night, where I'm hopefully not disturbing anybody and not listening out the side of the door. And like, got my discharge paper, that's military, got my exit papers like ready for me, because I'm like blasphemous, although they have to prove it's true in order for it to be blasphemy, and nobody can prove anything is actually true. Right? Probably unscientific. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get into that further too. So this show might be just like a little bit of an enigma until I get my feet under it. And it might be an enigma the whole time, because isn't it all a puzzle? Seriously? So, yeah, that's it for tonight. And this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Zen of the Stigmata. And everybody, let's just keep it together, okay? Catch y'all on the flip side.